First thing this morning, Dr. Coons sent me a text with a vision he had, and I felt like he should share it with us.
When I woke up this morning, one of the first things I did, which I hardly ever do, but I looked at the date on my phone, and it startled me, because as I was looking at that date, it just seemed to jump off of the screen, and I literally did a double take. I looked at it again, and as I looked at that date, I knew in my spirit there is something happening today on this date. And each morning, I will sit down, especially on the weekends when I have time, I'll sit down in front of the window in my office and just kind of look out the window, and I meditate and I pray. And I will tell you, an amazing thing happened. And let me preface this by saying this. I'm an artist. I'm a photographer. I've been looking at light for years, and there's different kinds of light. There's dull light. There's flat light. There's golden light. But the light that I saw outside my window this morning was something I've never seen before. And it went beyond explanation. It was light that I knew was not coming from the sun. It just seemed to be in the air. And I knew this was God. This is God's presence. And I just couldn't stop watching it. It gradually faded away. And so I was getting ready to sit down and read scripture, and I was going to eat breakfast as I read scripture, but I felt God prompt me and say, "No, I want you to fast." So I gave my food to the dog, and he was very happy. And it just so happened I've been reading in Acts. And today I was reading in Acts 7 to 9, those chapters in there. And these are the chapters where Stephen is stoned. And we remember the story of Saul. They lay their coats at Saul's feet. And then Jesus talks to Saul as he's writing, and we know the story. He's blinded for 3 days, and then the Lord brings him to a man who heals him, and then Paul immediately begins to minister and to preach, and he goes to Jerusalem. And as I was reading this scripture, it also talks about the church being persecuted. But I will tell you, an amazing thing happened as I was reading that scripture. An amazing peace came over me. And it was peace that can only come from the Holy Spirit. And it was just such an encouraging event. And I will tell you, I know something happened in the kingdom today. Something shifted. I don't know what it is, but God is moving in power, and he is raising up his church. He's raising up his bride, and we're going to move in power and strength and peace in the midst of whatever's going on. God makes us strong, and he's our strength. He reigns. So be encouraged, church.
Yes. Yeah. So good. So good.